This is KERA News. On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. In the city of Dallas, nearly one of every four residents lives in poverty. That's higher than the national average. City Square has been fighting poverty in Dallas for 30 years. The nonprofit offers job training, food, healthcare, and housing. Larry James is CEO of City Square. He recently talked with Chris Boyd about how they're trying to reduce homelessness with what's called a housing first approach.
The notion of housing first is backed up by over two decades of peer-reviewed hard social science research. And the fact is, housing is more effective in terms of cost, and it's more effective in terms of life change. Because rather than putting someone in a transitional situation, be it in a shelter or some kind of transitional living situation where they have to have the axe over their head worrying about when their time's going to run out or how quickly they'll perform to meet the program's standards, Housing First says, no. If you're homeless, you're housing ready. You may not even know it yourself because of the way you've been conditioned to think. But we believe that you're ready for housing, and we'll put you in housing. And then we go to work on your dreams as you define them, not some flaming hoop that we've created for you to jump through, but who are you and who do you want to become? And now we assume the position then of concierge coach, and we're holding you accountable as you direct for the realization of your own dreams. Housing First is also incredibly cost effective. If you look at the county's cost for keeping people outside, not the city, not nonprofits, just Dallas County, it's over $40,000 annually per person among the most chronically homeless.
So that's about healthcare costs?
Healthcare costs, emergency room visits, EMS visits, jail time, all those costs. We can house someone with high-touch concierge services and mental health services on site for less than $15,000 a year. And so economically, it makes sense. We just believe in permanent supportive housing, and we're kind of hard line about that.
What did it take for you to get stakeholders, in particular donors, on board with that idea?
A careful and frank conversation about the research that is available. So some of it's just education, and sometimes a bit tedious education at that. The experience of 511 North Acard, and more recently of the cottages, and also of the, I don't know, over 400 units we have from other sources. Just our experience has demonstrated that for about 90% of the people, this is exactly what's necessary. 7 to 10%, which also lines up with the tried and true research, 7 to 10% needs something else. And that then beckons us to become advocates for mental health services. Texas is in woeful shape when it comes to allocations of funding for mental health services. And many of the people we work with who are the most difficult and the most expensive need some things that we don't have the ability to offer.
You refer to people that have been helped by the organization as customers. Mm-hmm. A lot of people might call them recipients or beneficiaries. Not only do you think of them as customers, but you have told your staff you can expect the customers to complain when things aren't going well. I think a lot of people would find that unacceptable. A lot of people would say, if you're receiving help, how dare you complain?
Yeah, well, I understand that line of thinking, but people are to us not clients, they're neighbors. And we choose to run our operations that benefit our neighbors in such a way that we respect them. Respect is maybe the most important fundamental bedrock principle that we embrace and employ to be with people in their need. And so for me to accord some level of respect to someone who has more problems than I can imagine is transformative and almost magical. I can walk through our grocery store and just stop shoppers and ask them, are we treating you right? How do you feel about our store? Even though it's not really a store, changes the entire conversation. And I'm not there giving away help. I'm there backfilling for a system that doesn't work for millions of people in this country. And so I need to be the representative that brings the best forward. I'm so entitled, it's unbelievable. I think people are entitled to receive my respect.